Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and now I want to talk to you about that last stage in the life cycle, where we take a look at the lifer. Let me remind you, we began with the lost, who by the grace of God became the lover, who through the growth process became a learner, and whose maturity and heart for service brought them to that place of leader, where they stopped going up and they started pouring out. And now let's take a look at what is arguably one of the most dramatic stages, one of the most beautiful stages in any Christian's life. And that is when the spiritual leader becomes the Christian lifer, where you and I see that the head, the heart, and the hands shift not just from serving, but now to multiplying. That when we talk about the lifer, here we see the love of God, the love of people, the service to the world exemplified. Here, when we seek to disciple this lifer, it's to help them to truly, truly engage all aspects of the life cycle and all people, as Jesus said, locally, regionally, and globally. We want to help the lifer to be used of God to multiply the gospel grace and the truth and the love of God's word, God's will, and God's ways all over the world. Now, we do this again with the same head, heart, and hands commitment. 1, 2, 3, ABC discipleship. What does that look like with the lifer? Well, here, when we talk about the head and the truth, here we're going to focus on the delivering. We want to help the lifer to deliver the word. When it comes to number one, for the head, it's about helping the lifer to deliver the word of God to others. When it comes to the heart of the lifer, we want to help them to develop other worshipers. Their heart becomes a multiplying force for the heart of the family of God. In the same way that as they deliver the truth, they're no longer just receiving, but they're now delivering the word of God. Here, they're not just growing in their heart, they're helping to develop the heart of other worshipers. And what about the hands? They're not just doing the work of God. They're now helping to deploy the workers of God. Do you see how this works? That what we have here is the life cycle personified. That when we look at the discipleship process of the lifer, as they grow, their growth will come in large part through the working in and through and on others. They go back to help the lost. They go back to nurture the lover. They go back to coach the learner. They go back to mentor the leaders. They live out an exemplary life. Again, not perfect, but passionate. Passionate with the purpose of multiplying the truth and love, the grace and the glory of Almighty God. They deliver the word and they develop the worshipers, and they accept that as not a have to, but a get to privilege for King Jesus. When you look at that developing of worshipers and that deploying of workers, they become that change agent. They become that conduit for the kingdom that is now working in the economy of souls for the purpose of bringing God's glory, His love, and His light out to the world. And when you look at that subset, again, that relationship between their deploying workers, and again, back up to number one, that delivering of the word, they're making sure that they're not just sending out workers, that they're sending out worshipers, that they're not sending out opinionated people, they're sending out people of the word. This is where you begin to see that life cycle take its perpetual place. And now we see the kingdom of God not just in the micro 1, 2, 3 ABC discipleship, which is happening right here with the lifer. But now you see the macro power of this secular, almost cyclone type effect within the kingdom of God as the lifer turns that line into a circle. And as the people of God now, through the Spirit of God, guided by the Word of God, seek out the glory of God by being the church that addresses and loves the lost and addresses and builds the lifer and is the family of God everywhere in between, living on mission as evidence of the fact that the miracle from our Messiah is making a difference, not just in our ministries, but in the fulfillment of God's mission in us and through us. Again, 1, 2, 3, ABC discipleship. This is God's glory story on display. And it's not rocket science, but it is the call of God on every Christian's life. I pray this blesses you, and that it is a tool that you will use and share to the glory of God. Amen and amen.